Hey guys, I am Caleb Giddings.
Oh, I'm Jack. Sorry. Keith's normally here.
So Keith is not here. I was gonna do some bit about, how he's off, like, I don't know, doing something, but the truthful, he's on vacation. And you know what? We need those. So, like, I will not begrudge a man his time away from the
No.
job. So it is. It's tremendously important to all of us, which reminds me, I need to cancel my vacation days because I was going to be going to Miami in a couple of weeks for a friend's wedding, but the dog that my wife and I rescued had a litter of 9 puppies, and trying to find someone to care for nine pu like look, I like all my neighbors, right? Like, they're great people. We get along. We have them over barbecues, like traditional white people neighbor stuff. But I am not on the level of asking them for a favor where I'm going to be like, hey, me and my wife are going to fuck off to Miami for 4 days. Do you want to come check on
Nine puppies.
nine-born dogs and their mother, who is sometimes cantankerous when people she doesn't like get around her litter of pups? No, I'm not friends with him like that. That's a high level of trust and friendship.
That's a lot. A lot to
It
ask
is.
someone.
Like, I would ask, like, there's a couple of people, like, if they
You know
lived
what level
here.
of trust you need to be on to ask something like that? You would need to be on the level of trust, like someone calls you up for one last ride.
Like,
One last big job.
we're getting the crew back
Get the
together,
band
and we
back
need to
together.
fill in some roles, get some people in position, as it were. Like, you need, so let's, like, what does that look like, right? So what are
Right.
the key roles? You need a wheel man. Like, you
Okay, you
have to
gotta
have a
have someone who
driver.
can drive.
Yeah.
You're gonna need a face. You're gonna need someone that can talk to people.
Yep. You're
You're
gonna
gonna need
need
some.
a comms guy, a nerd. You gotta have, like, a
You're gonna need
high
a
level
nerd. You're gonna
nerd
need a nerd.
comms guy for that.
You're gonna need some muscle. Then you're gonna need a general do-all guy. So like,
Yeah.
that's five.
E5. You probably need now, because if you look at, we'll use the modern one as an example, because although us talking about the modern version of the Italian job is like my dad talking about the classic version of the Italian job at this point in time, because the movie
The
is
modern
20,
is a classic
yeah,
now.
because it's 20 plus years old. But if you look at the Italian job, that's sort of a good example, right? Because you've got your nerd guy, you have your demolitions guy, who demo and muscle, depending on how your job the job is set
Right,
up.
same job.
Yeah, same job. You've got your face guy. That's, of course, friggin' Mark Wahlberg. You got your driver. Then you got your Charlize Theron, who is your lock picker, safe cracker, your access person. So those are kind of the roles that you'd need for this. And we're gonna put the crew back together for one last job. And
Got one last shot, baby.
I have a nominee for the wheel man already.
All right, who? So I think we do this as like, you got a team, I got a team.
Okay.
So who's your wheel man?
Oh, my wheel man is Will Petty.
Will Pet, very nice.
Like, tell me that's not the best choice at all.
I think
Like,
it's a great choice for when the car stops.
yeah, he is a great choice for when the car stops. And the cars always get stopped in these things. There's always some
It's
sort of,
true.
like,
I'm going Tim Hernan. Heron. Tim Heron.
Tim Heron. I was like,
Tim Heron.
who's Tim Hernan?
I messed that one up. I'm going with Tim, who was a race car driver before he got into shooting.
That is another excellent point. Tim Heron as a wheelman.
Slash mechanic. I get like three roles out of
You
one dude
do.
who
He
also fits in my carry-on.
he's multi-classed, and yeah, and you don't have to, and you don't have to. He fucking fits in your carry-on. Fuck you. I am literally one inch taller than Tim Heron,
Held on to
so
that inch like it was going out of
you
style.
have no
But you're
idea.
bigger than he is. Like he's a very small guy.
He is. I mean, I'm just, yeah, that, thank you. I'm just fat. That's my problem. But all right, so our wheel man, we've got Will Petty and Tim Heron. All right, so the first thing we'll ask the commenters is who you would pick over that.
Whose team are you taking?
I think, oh man, I think Honestly, like, I think Tim's a great choice, because I'd completely forgotten that he used to drive, like, he used to do like spec Miata races and
Yeah.
all of that stuff. So.
So when I met Tim, I had no idea he was a grandmaster. And like, we were talking and he started talking about cars. I was like, oh shit, let's talk about cars. And then later I was like, he said something about shooting. I was like, ah, you're no good. Yeah, I got
And then
you.
it turns out he's
As it
really
turns out,
good.
he is ooh.
He's really, really good. All
All
right,
right.
so we
Now we got a
need,
face. We need a
we need a
face.
face. So again, to def now, I you know what? In this team, you and I are both playing the role of Hannibal in the A team. We're the leader of the
Yeah.
team, so we can't fill any of the roles like muscle or face or
No,
anything
we're
like
very
that.
George Clooney in this situation. We gotta put it all together.
Also, side note, the A-Team movie, underrated. That's a really fun movie.
Fantastic
Like,
movie.
people who hate on that movie don't like fun, as far as I'm concerned. But
Agreed.
anyway, so that's just
Side
that's
note.
one of my great that's one of my, actually my favorite, like, guilty pleasure, we're putting the gang together movies. So all right, let's see. A face. Who would I want to be the face? I'll let you pick this one first. We can go
All
back
right,
and forth.
I am taking, I'm going to take Gorilla Fritz.
Great choice, 'cause
Like,
he
okay, right? He's world traveled. He knows how to
multilingual.
multilingual, knows how to get in and out of problems. He is a massive dude. So I also have to like start stacking the team calorically higher. That way, like I can blend in with the team. You don't want to just stand out.
And be
Well,
like,
we
why is the Brute Squad?
need
Because you and Tim Herron are look like Master
right now
Blaster.
we're way out of balance. So like
Yeah.
Gorilla Fritz brings us closer to like a homeostasis here.
For people who don't know who Gorilla Fritz is, by the way, that's Greg Elefritz, noted firearms instructor, all around cool dude,
Noted world
world
traveler.
traveler. He smuggled himself out of a foreign country once, which is a great story. And that's all of that story
Oh
that
my
I'm
God.
going to tell you.
Yeah, no, you need to. He has a book about like traveling to third world nations and other places. You should absolutely read it. You should also like take some training with that guy. But yes, his smuggling himself out of that country. I remember reading that being like, I would not have admitted to any of this.
Right, because he posted it on Facebook. Now, it was locked down a little bit, so his friends saw it. But I was like,
Holy crap.
I'm like, how many crimes did I just read? They're all perfectly justifiable, by the way. Like, silly,
Oh,
silly shit.
everything that I would have, like, all of it's justified in my opinion. I would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I probably would have failed at it though, because
Right.
don't have those skills. So I was wondering which way you were going to go with this, and I'm glad that you left my number one seed for the face pick open, which is Craig Douglas.
Oh, great. Great call there.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like super, like Greg and Craig are like the opposite sides of the same coin. They both have people skills, street skills, can you up with their bare hands if so necessary. And also, I need to stack my team a little bit calorically lower than
Right.
yours so that I don't stand out. Because, Will's not a giant, but he's definitely taller than I am. So adding in Craig for a little bit of Short King
Little
power
medium. Yeah,
helps to
no.
balance some things
Your
out.
team is also better dressed than mine
My team
currently.
is, I look like a fucking
Way
slob
bougie.
on my team compared to these two
Yeah.
guys. Yeah. And they're cruising around in Porsche 911 GT3s and whatever Craig is driving, so whatever BMW Craig is driving around these days. So yes, my team is very fancy. We're doing an art heist. I don't know what you're stealing, but
We'll see soon.
all right. So now, do we want to like roll comms and nerd into the same general, or are these
Yeah,
two different specialties?
I think comms nerd can be like the same
Yeah.
guy.
So this is our tech. Comms, kind of you're like, hey, it's electronic, it's on a computer screen, we're gonna go with this.
All right, it's up to you.
I'm
You
gonna
got
have to
first.
let you pick first, because I actually have to think about, I did not come prepared for this one. I gotta think about this one.
I'm gonna pick somebody that I'm not sure like if it's the right pick. but I feel it's the right pick for this crew so far. I will be taking Gabe White.
Oh, that's a Gabe White's a super nerd.
Yeah. Okay. One super nerd. Also going to put together a banging soundtrack for the entire heist.
You're gonna have again, and you're keeping your team very down market. Like, I think you're stealing plundered gold in Eastern Europe at this point. Like, like somebody found an old cache of gold that had been stolen by the Nazis. And yeah, like,
we're definitely doing some dirty stuff over here.
Gabe White's got a leopard print hat on.
Oh my god, I love it.
Oh man. All right, I gotta think of it. Keep going. I got to think about this.
So I was talking to somebody, and they had found Gabe White's music without knowing who Gabe White was.
Just like completely organically.
Right. They sent it to me, and they were like, dude, you just checked out this EDM guy. I'm like, bro, not only do I know this, who this is, I know this guy.
Oh, you know who I'm taking for my nerd? Because he is so deeply very, very nerdy and also very smart. And he I know him very well. You know him very well. The lovely and autistic John Hopman.
Oh, that's a good nerd. And you're sticking to your team's theme so far.
Sticking to my team's theme of Short Kings plus Will Petty.
and also noted Porsche lover.
And John can multi-class into vehicle repair as well, if necessary. You know, so I have some backup for my driver. Because like Tim Herron, John has never been a race car driver, but he was, in fact, an auto mechanic before he was making Kydex holsters in a crack, well, next to a crack den. In a crack den, next to it. It's important to get your lore right, guys. He was next to the crack den. John's very capable as a nerd, and his ability to like learn things at a high level very quickly. He would be like, oh, well, I don't know how these radios work. It'll be like 10 minutes and I'll have an AI chatbot that these radios
your,
out.
Your AI chatbot is coming.
Yeah. All right. So that's okay. So we've got drivers. We've got
face.
We've got tech nerd. So now we need demo/heavy.
Ooh. Okay. This is a tough call. Because there's like a...
Now, I also, as a side, I'm also, I don't know, I'm trying to think about overall team dynamics as part of this as well, right? Like, I need to pick a team. Because I wouldn't want to
throw, they got to work well together.
Exactly. Because there's lots of, like, big, mean, scary dudes that I could throw in here as a demo, as a heavy, but that maybe wouldn't gel with the overall
team. I think I'm going to bring Steve Fisher.
See, and it's funny because that's who I was thinking about, and then I was trying to think about Steve in the context of my team, and I have, a skunk ape. And three hobbits and Will Petty. And I'm like, I don't think this group is going to go well together.
The odd thing is he is mildly bougie.
He is actually quite bougie. He's also tried to kill me with liquor on multiple occasions. So, and because Steve forgets sometimes that the amount of liquor that it takes for him to feel an emotion is the amount of liquor that kills people my size.
Right.
And I mean, like literally kills us. Steve's a good choice for demo/heavy because he was one of the people that I was thinking about for it, and then trying to again think about like in the context of the team, how does this vibe work out? And so I think that's a solid pick for you. I think I'm gonna go with lesser known in the firearms industry at large. Hang on, actually, I need to think about this. I did not come prepared for this. Initially in my head, I was going a different direction with this. Let's see, heavy. Who's a good? Wait a minute. I'm gonna take Frank Proctor as my heavy.
Oh, that's a good one.
So if you guys don't know who Frank Proctor is a USPSA Grandmaster. He's a BJJ brown belt, I think. I don't know. He might be a black belt at this point. He's a former Green Beret, and he's like 6'3". So you know what? Frank is a great heavy for this choice. Is he getting a little up there in years? Yeah, but that's the point. We're putting the team back together. This isn't me
You don't want a young guy.
This isn't Expendables 5 or whatever, where they go pick a whole new team of like young actors. This is like OG Expendables, where everyone's 65 and pumped full of testosterone.
If you can look to Stallone in the face and then turn and tell me that steroids are bad for you, I can't listen to you.
Yeah, look, like, the man's 70 and he looks like he can still bench press a small car. Like, right. It's amazing. Oh my God. But no, I think that demo, that heavy position is a good, like, and like in Frank's case, I'm sure he knows how to use explosives as well. So I feel pretty comfortable throwing him in there. So let's see. We've got Face. We've got Wheelman. We've got Comms / Nerd. We got a demo / Heavy. What are we missing?
We need a general all around support guy.
You need a general all around support guy. Now, do we also want to add a sixth position, and not to be sexist, but a girl? Because sometimes you need a girl.
You do need a girl. You do need a girl.
So we, you know what? So we're going to add a sixth. Now, any of these positions could be girls. I was actually thinking about a couple of girls for the tech position, but let's just add girl as a separate position, because look, I know it's 2024. I'm not trying to be sexist. However, there are some mission roles that you have to have a girl for. All right. It's right. Really hard to honeypot a straight dude with another straight with Steve Fisher. Okay.
You know, it should be. It happens more than you think.
No, I've been to the Circle Bar and Shot Show, and I mean, Lord knows Craig could probably seduce anybody, but all right. So first we need a generalist. You know, this is our, can do a little bit of everything. You know, they may not be the best shooter, they may not be the best driver or anything like that, but they've got a lot of multi-class capabilities. So I'm thinking generalists. Who would I pick as a good generalist? Not a lot of people know that. I'm going to try to go a little bit more mainstream for my generalist pick. Jeff Gonzalez would be a really good generalist. Jeff from Trident Solutions, really good generalist. And again, also a short king. Dresses, I have a really put together team. Like,
good generalist. I think, trying to think about somebody that would like mesh well.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had someone until you said Jeff's name, and then really? I got distracted.
Damn it, that was a good pick.
Oh man, just there's a lot of good people for this role. Somebody to like kind of fill in and help out. You know, we're looking for the Matt Damon. If we're looking at the Ocean's 11 paragraph,
yes, yeah, the Matt Damon is a good, yeah, in the ocean, yeah, that would be a good example. Your Matt Damon's, that's probably the best generalist example I can think of off the top of my head from Ocean's 11, which also the remake of Ocean's 11 is also now a classic, and so you know we're our dads again.
All right, I know who I'm gonna take. And it's because of the Matt Damon thought that I had this. I'm taking Paul Fitch.
So if you guys don't know who Paul is a up and coming. Can we call him up and coming? Because yeah, I feel like he's up and coming. Paul's an up and coming outdoor journalist. He is freelancing for all of the cool kids right now. So for Athlon, Shooting Illustrated, a bunch of the other pubs. And he is, you guys understand this high praise coming from me. He is meticulous with his assignments, and I as someone who sends out guns to people for review, fucking appreciates that. And I think Paul is a great generalist. He pays attention to all of this stuff.
Yeah, he pays attention to all of it. And I just think to myself, how much learning he'll have on this adventure.
Oh, yeah. And that's, and you, and so, because I've definitely gone for a more seasoned, like, experienced generalist, and you've definitely gone with a Matt Damon first Ocean's movie, you know, like, he's going to learn a bunch of stuff, and, you know, and the seasoned veterans can sort of show him the ropes. Yeah, I'm trying to think of an equivalent to that role in some of the other, like, really good heist crew movies. And you don't really have one because it was a unique aspect of Ocean's 11 that to bring in sort of the son of a known character, kind of like that. So that was a fun bit. Does that mean we also have to cast that guy who's always eating? Because I'll just volunteer to be that guy. I will be Brad Pitt and have an oral fixation in every movie that I'm in.
He says it's to make the character look more busy.
Which I get that, and that makes sense. You know, it just, it's become such a thing, like, through all his movies.
The problem that I have with it is, like, he's eating shrimp cocktail as he's, like, following this person wrong.
If somebody was following me around eating a shrimp cocktail, I'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Right, like, he has, like, problem? A goblet of shrimp cocktail and a napkin over his arm, so he can be like, oh, yes, let me clean my, yes, what are you doing there? I would notice that.
It is a perfectly normal presentation for a shrimp cocktail if you are sitting at a bar.
Right.
It is not a normal, it is not finger food that you carry around. If he had a paper, if he had like a paper basket and chicken strips, I wouldn't notice that. But I noticed the guy with a goblet of shrimp cocktail following me through the Bellagio. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy's deal?
For the girl slot, I'm going to take Shelley Hill.
Oh, excellent choice.
I want Team Mom.
Team Mom is a good, it is a good idea. I am actually torn on my girl choice. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to bake some of the Matt Damon character into the girl. And I'm going to take Sophia, the host of the She Shield podcast.
Oh, okay.
So she just came out to the Taurus Handgun Experience last week, where I met her for the first time. And she is smart. She wants to learn. She's already trained with Craig. She's already got some really high level firearms instruction under her belt. She's a solid shooter. She also is a CrossFitter and is 5'10 and could probably deadlift me. So
you probably deadlift your entire team.
Yeah, exactly. Like all together. So we're just adding a little bit of like, and that can have some value all in itself if you're trying to run a distraction play. Like everyone's staring at the girl and the three short men with her, and they're like, what is happening right now?
Yes.
Meanwhile, Will Petty crashes a car through a vault or something. And then
I will pull the curtain back here a little bit and see and show the audience that we went wildly off track with this.
Oh my God,
It was originally our intent to do like a couple of people from the industry and then do all fake characters, like fictional characters. And we did not do that.
No, we got completely carried away.
The good news is we're going to do all fictional characters for our next episode of this.
Yeah. And it'll be,
this was absolutely a blast.
Yeah, this was a great amount of fun. And maybe by that time, Keith will be back from vacation.
In the comment section, please vote Team Caleb or Team Jack. Who do you want?
All right, so let's do a quick rerun of our team. So my team, on the wheel, I've got Will Petty. As my face man, I've got Craig Douglas. As my demo slash heavy, I'm spacing out. Who did I get for heavies? I can't rewind this. This is a recording. As my generalist, I've got Jeff Gonzalez. For comms, I've got John Hotman. For girl, I have Sophia from the She Shield podcast. Who did I get as my heavy?
Frank Proctor.
Thank you. Oh, my God. And for my heavies, I got Frank Proctor. So
on Team Jack, we got Tim Herron driving, Gorilla Fritz as our face, Gabe White as our comms nerd guy.
Great nerd.
Paul Fitch as our generalist slash up and comer. Steve Fisher as our heavy, and Shelley Hill as team mom.
Again, great choice for all of.
For those who don't know Shelley Hill, she runs the Complete Combatant. She was also Brian Hill, who's the head instructor, is formerly a man who taught me mixed martial arts. And I studied under him for a number of years. And let me tell you something. No business would run better than to have Shelley Hill behind it. And I remember, like, there was no day you could feel down. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine just, like, getting the crap kicked out of you by upper belts for 2 hours. And then team mom Shelley comes over and's like, honey, you haven't given me a hug yet. And you're just sweaty. You're like, Mama Shelley, I'm all sweaty. She, I don't care. Get your big ass up. She make you give you a hug. You just feel better.
Absolutely.
And like, absolute 10 out of 10. I know she's going to be like, all right, boys, I booked all the hotel rooms. I smuggled in all the guns and missile launchers for you. And I went ahead and ordered some food. Like, we're going to have a good time.
She would absolutely be, I forget the name of the actress off the top of my head, but the redhead coordinator character in Gross Point Blank.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Now that is, if you guys have not seen Gross Point Blank. All right. So I'll get sidetracked if I keep going like this. So here's the in the comments assignment. What you guys are going to do, vote on which team you would rather be a part of. And tell us what you think these teams are stealing. Because again, I do think Jack is stealing some like Nazi treasure in Eastern Europe. And my crew is doing like an art heist.
You are stealing
Paris.
Like the world's most rare ascot.
Yeah. King George III's ascot. And like, it's like jewel encrusted. We're stealing the Declaration of Independence. No way. We're just, I don't know. But yeah, you let us know which team you'd rather be a part of and what it is that you think we're stealing. Jack, I have gotten multiple comments that the Gunday Brunch newsletter link is still broken. So you need to like throttle your nerds about this or.
Oh, you're right on that. Sorry about that, guys. It's been very hectic the last couple of weeks.
It's you know, talking about like the industry and stuff like that for a second. It's one of those where we get out of SHOT Show. And in like the middle of February, everybody just goes, ah. And then March gets here and we're ramping up for NRA. And we're, you know, a lot of us have, you know, sales shows and the travel season coming up and all of this other stuff. So all of that, like that 2 weeks of February, it was like, ah, that's over. That's over. We're all running flat out, full steam ahead, doing all of the fun things. But that is it for this week's episode, guys. Everybody make sure you like, share, subscribe, vote for the Brute Squad or the Shire. Let us know which team it is that you think is going to, what we're stealing and who's going to have the most success. And that is it. And we will be back next week with part two of this episode where we talk about our fictional team that we would pull together.
Yes.